Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
This week on the Daddy Mojo podcast for the all-age comic books, we're taking a look at the future of humor comic books, if you will. Also, MLP, yeah, you know me. And Superheroes Superpowers is a brand new miniseries we're really excited about from DC Comics. And in science fiction, we've got a lizard, a dinosaur, some turtles, and a ninja. That's this week on the podcast. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thank you for listening to the podcast. What do you hear in the background? It is music from D Smiles. It sounds like a joke from high school. But it's not. It's D Smiles, and you can check out all of their music over at Free Music Archives. I'll spare you the joke from high school because it's horrible, and only my friends from back in the day would laugh. In humor comic books, this is something we can all laugh about. It really is a great comic book. It's Futurama Comics. Issue number 81 comes out. Futurama was always the sister show to The Simpsons that never really got the respect that it deserved as a TV show because it was bumped around from here to there, and it was canceled. Bummer. Simpsons still on the air. Great show. However, both comic books, they're really our favorite go-to comic books. You say, okay, what is always a dependable issue for any comic book? Futurama and Simpsons Comics. You can pick up any episode of that, and it will knock it out of the park for any age. And it does have some reading in it, so the younger set will not be able to read all of it. However, the colors and the art in Futurama Comics is one that they're really going to love. Like in this issue, the cover, Lisa is riding Bender. Bender is shaped kind of like a horse in this instance, and it looks just wickedly silly. Meanwhile, Fry is being held hostage in a princess outfit by a giant lizard. There you go. That's your money worth right there. It's $3.99. That's a little more than we like to spend for an all-age comic book. However, this is great from Bongo Comics. It is Futurama Comics number 81. This week also sees two of the, I'll use the phrase again, go-to titles, this time for girls. Like if you mentioned, if you've got a girl young reader or a girl reluctant reader, say aged 4 to 7, what are they going to read? What are they going to want to read in the comic book store? These are two of the books they're going to go for. One of them is Strawberry Shortcake. It was recently rebooted from IDW. This is issue number 7. What is the plot in this one? It's Strawberry Shortcake being cute with a film crew. Kids are going to love this. I mean, it's to an adult, what is the plot is almost a superfluous question because kids are going to love it. It's girls being cute with kittens and puppies and all sorts of cute stuff. Girls, you'll love this. Strawberry Shortcake number 7 is out this week. Girls also are down with MLP, My Little Pony, for the bronies in the house. My Little Pony Friends Forever. Number 34 comes out. Now, this is really, it's a stalwart. Again, not to use a racing term to describe a titular character like this, but My Little Pony, been around for a long time since the 80s, still going very strong. Mainly appeals to girls. Some guys are going to get into this. However, if you have a girl between 4 and up, this is going to be one of their entry points into reluctant reading or comic books. It's My Little Pony. Friends Forever, issue 34 is out. Now, one comic we like for several reasons is Scooby-Doo Team-Up. A, it's a team-up between Mystery Incorporated and the superhero of the month, but it's also really affordable. It's only $2.99. It's from DC Comics, and each issue is usually quite awesome. In this one, issue 20, the Mystery Incorporated gang team up with Space Ghost. Coast to coast, he's up in the space. And it'll be neat to see how they play this out, because Space Ghost is indeed the one that the team is called upon to investigate. But Space Ghost, as you know, is a hero, so he's up there doing something. Who knows what? It's good fun, and for the bargain price of $2.99, you really can't beat it. It's from DC Comics, Scooby-Doo, Team-Up, issue 20. It is Thanksgiving week, so your comic book store will have an abbreviated work schedule. Because even geeks need a day off now and then, and that's okay. There are still lots to be thankful for in the all-age realm this week, including this new release. It is from Art and Franco. And here's the twist. Here's the curveball. It is on DC Comics, and it's Superpowers. It's a miniseries. This is issue 1 of 6. And it's fun because their art is really seminal. I mean, you know, these cats from Tiny Titans, Superman Family Adventures, and also Action Cat and Adventure Bug. This was a miniseries that came out in the spring of this year. Great stuff. And the art, the story, I expect it's going to be the same top caliber, high entertainment stuff. Except this time it's superheroes. You've got Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. You've got some of the DC staples with the art and Franco treatment. It's Superpowers. It's a miniseries from DC Comics. And it is, as with all other good DC titles, only $2.99. So you're not really betting much. It's a very, very safe bet, too, given their history and trademark. From Marvel this week, Marvel Universe Ultimate Spider-Man vs. Sinister Six, issue number 5. It's out this week. And this is the Sinister Six storyline that's on Marvel Disney XD. Again, price point only $2.99, so they've got they've got DC's back on this one. And the fact that their price point is right there, it's sweet, it's competitive, and it's all Spider-Man and the Sinister Six. Kids love Spider-Man. Really, it's a safe issue to go out with. And it is Spider-Man versus Sinister Six from the Ultimate Universe of Marvel. If you like your superheroes with a little bit more of an indie lean, and your young reader says, you know, I'd like that, they want to check out Miraculous. Miraculous is essentially, it's PJ Masks for an older set, as it were. It's a very simple term for it, because you've got people in animal costumes who are superheroes. This one has a bit more of an Egyptologist bent with Hawk, Moth, the Louvre, Ladybug, and Cat Noir intersecting to go back in time 5,000 years to solve an ancient mystery and possibly fight some crime too. It's Miraculous number 7, and that's from Action Lab Entertainment this week. One of the teen releases that is worth checking out this week, and this is going to be good for ages 12 and up, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 64. It's from IDW Publishing. What is neat about this is it's the Turtles for the slightly older set. In other words, it's not the animated Turtles that is great for all ages. This is the Turtles that's good for ages 11, maybe 12 up, just because there's some more real-life action, some more drama, more tension. It's a little bit more real life. I mean, for sewers and turtles and a half-shell fighting ninjas. So it's not really real. It just has some real-life parallels. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 64. It is out this week. So what are you thankful for? Well, I got lots of things I'm thankful for. One thing that I am on the horizon thankful for, it is a new comic book from the Jim Henson folks, Archaea, and the Jim Henson Company. It's a sequel, In the Dark Crystal Universe. It's coming out in February. And pretty much anything Archaea does is fabulous. That comes out in February 2017, and we'll keep you up to speed on that one. One comic book that we like every month is this one. It's Usagi Yojimbo, and it's a fabulous black and white comic book. Issue 159 comes out this week, and it's a standalone issue, so it's not part of a greater storyline, so it's interesting. It's going to be a good jumping in point if you're not sure what to do, and it's one that we can recommend. There was a standalone issue from Usagi Yojimbo last month that we picked up, and it was very cultural to Japan, but it was also very dark and pessimistic and maybe not really cool for all ages. However, on the whole, Usagi Yojimbo is a standout all-ages comic book that kids 8 and up are really going to go mental over once they get past the fact that it's in black and white. It's in black and white. Get over it, kids. It's art, and it's awesome. And Stan Sakai has been knocking this out of the park for decades. Great comic book. Another good one, and this one will... It'll be more focused on girls than boys, but not by much. It is Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Issue 13 from Marvel comes out this week. It's $3.99, and this is great because it's got a lot of STEM stuff, a lot of science, technology, engineering, and math, a lot of dinosaurs. It's a good variety of a comic book, and it's a very smart comic book also to feature a young teenage girl and a dinosaur. It sounds like they don't go together, but they do. And if you haven't checked out this comic book, it is well worth doing, especially now that it's, you know, it's the holiday season. Maybe you want to jump into something new. Jump into Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Issue 13 is out this week. And we are on Twitter also. It's at Daddy Mojo. Pretty much all the time. You can also hit us up in the comments section. And before we leave, there's this one also. It's the other teen book of note. And if it sounds like we mentioned this a lot, it's because it's a miniseries that issue number 4 came out last week. Issue number 5 is out this week. Godzilla, Rage Against Time. Love the art. Love the character. Love the colors. Love the dinosaurs. Love the monster. It's not for kids. It's ages 12 and up. But it's packed with action. It is great stuff for older audiences, 12 and up. Plus, it's a little bit, it's a just slightly below radar. It's great. Godzilla, Rage Against Time, issue 5 of 5. You can also maybe pick up the other 4 issues in the miniseries, or wait about 2 or 3 months and pick up the graphic novel. Email is Trey, T-R-E-Y, at Daddy Mojo. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.